And this is Tate Cervantes with your news for the hour, starting now. Proposed recall-sponsored Deb Mindrick turned in recall petition signatures to recall some Elmwood Township Board of Trustee members. Mindrick gathered signatures for Michelle Brown, who is a township trustee, and petitions for Pam Brinkman, who is the township clerk. Although petitioners only had to gather 120 signatures to move the proposed call to an election, more than 60 extra signatures were collected just in case some didn't pass inspection. On the petition to recall Brown, approximately 184 signatures were submitted. On the proposed petition to recall Brinkman, approximately 185 signatures were submitted. Also, recall sponsor Bunny Porter turned in a proposed recall petition for Evan Lowry, who is a township trustee. There were approximately 183 signatures on his petition, which exceeded the required 120. The Tuscola County Clerk's Office will now begin the review process to determine if enough qualifying signatures have been collected to trigger a recall election for those positions, according to County Clerk Jody Fetting. If more than 120 signatures are verified, the recall issue will be on the May election ballot. And down here, and in other news, in Huron County District Court this week, the judge has granted defense attorney's request to withdraw from a sentencing hearing for Andrew Thomas Wilbur, citing a breakdown in the attorney-client relationship. Wilbur, facing sentencing in case numbers 24-484-SM and 25-347-SM, accused his attorney of declining to remove jurors, advising him against testifying, and even claiming he was made to lie under oath. The court appointed another attorney to ensure Wilbur has representation. However, Wilbur does plan to hire his own lawyer, stating he trusts no one in the county. Sentencing has been adjourned to February 12th, with the court emphasizing the need for Wilbur to secure counsel. But Wilbur made sure that he could use the court-appointed attorney, secure his own attorney, or defend himself, and the judge confirmed this with him before closing the court session. Benjamin Jacob Kopkin has pleaded guilty in Michigan to charges stemming from a December 2025 incident where he was operating a vehicle while impaired. Kopkin was initially charged with operating while intoxicated, failure to report an accident, and carrying a concealed weapon without a valid license. Under a plea agreement, he admitted to operating while impaired, failure to report, and the weapons infraction, with the original intoxicated driving charge being dismissed. The court heard Hopkins consumed 5 heavy IPA beers before driving, and then crashed after swerving to avoid a deer, failing to report the accident. His blood alcohol content was later found to be 0.157. Sentencing is scheduled for Thursday, February 19th at 10 a.m. A court case involving David Clair Shoot is proceeding to jury trial after Shoot rejected a plea agreement. Shoot faces charges including assault or assault and battery on a professional or medical volunteer, reckless driving, and malicious destruction of property. The prosecution had offered to dismiss the malicious destruction charge if Shoot paid $75 in restitution and pleaded guilty or no contest to the other two counts. Shoot's defense counsel confirmed his client's refusal of the deal and requested a jury trial. The court will now schedule a date for the final pretrial and the jury trial. Michael Norman Shelson Jr. pleaded guilty this week to operating while intoxicated, also known as OWI. The court accepted his plea after he admitted to driving under the influence on November 21st, 2025 in Bad Axe, consuming alcohol and causing a crash. Shelson was sentenced to 9 months of probation. Conditions include paying $820 in fines and cost, completing an alcohol awareness program, and performing 24 hours of community service. He is also prohibited from consuming alcohol or controlled substances and must submit to random screenings during his probation period. And that was your news for the hour. I've got the weather here at the station. It is currently 15 degrees with winds coming out of the north at 16 miles per hour, but with gusts reaching upwards of 21 miles per hour. The wind chill is finally into the negatives. It is negative 1 degrees.